Oh, yeah, Richard. The new attorney general has indicated, leave Garland the hell out of it. Just say, oh, yeah, Richard has indicated that no statement should be made with regard to this matter, because they might prejudice the rights of innocent people, or also might prejudice the prosecution. And so therefore, there should be no comment, whatever. Now, that gets the vice president the hell off the hook. I don't want the president to go in there and say, you think the president's handled, take the special prosecutor thing. Now, that goddamn thing by Percy, you know what that does? That raises that's a little son of a bitch. The day after the point, Ali Richard, what's he but a special prosecutor? You know, he's got a right to appoint a special prosecutor. And for him to come in and make a statement like that, it immediately reflects on the honesty of what we're trying to do. Don't you agree?
You know, you saw the statement I sent.
Well, at least we got everybody knows where I stand on Percy today.
That was exactly what I said in my statement. Any comment about the substance of the matter could prejudice the prosecution or the defense.
Then they picked up some little old thing that the vice president's ready to resign. What was the other one? They picked you up on it.
Well, Time and Newsweek said I was being patronizing to the president by saying I had confidence in his integrity and his.
Well, now you see my point. I don't want him to say anything.
You can't even say that.
I say, look, you've had a long talk with the president. Incidentally, I put out the vice president. I had an hour's talk today about some of his support. No, I put that out tomorrow when you announce this. We have the vice president and the president have a talk about some of the things that he's trying to do. So build him up. You see what I mean? I want to build him up. See, everybody's going to be watching for motion. They're just building up that he's doing more and all that sort of thing.
And I will. I want to.
Oh, God, damn it. Forget that. I mean, of course you want to. But I want to build him up for us. Look, I think it's just good for us. It's good for us to show that there's action and that we got a lot of good players in this team. We got a good, strong man here who wants to work his butt off, and that's that. So, I don't know if you can use it tonight or is it worth using?
I think the best time is tomorrow. I'll get together with Marshy and we'll work out a way to do this. I'll mention it briefly, but there's a better way to move it too.
Maybe said it. We had a long talk with Vice President Potter to help out at this time. We have this all and invited. So the President is named Vice Chairman of the Domestic Council with special responsibilities for intergovernmental relations, particularly the relations with mayors, governors, and county officials. You say, well, is that what he used to do before? Oh, no, he's going to have a big staff. He's going to have sort of, but he'll have special responsibilities in that area. And also,
how about saying it this way? Vice Chairman of the Domestic Council and has, in that capacity, along with the other responsibilities of a vice chairman, been asked to especially supervise the intergovernmental operation or something.
That's fine.
That means that the operation's not moved, and I'm just...
In other words, he'll have special responsibilities for supervising the intergovernmental relations staff, which is already there.
That's right.
You're going to have a staff that is independent of the rest.
And it also has the effect of saying this is just not a move back into this, but this embodies all of the domestic operation.
That's right.
Actually, in a story like this, with the moon, it bounces off of it. We can move it,
on a background basis, and then move it on an announcement basis. Make sure it's like that.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Put out the fact we
have
cabinet.
Yes, sir.
That's a good idea, Jimmy.
Yeah, it was a good
idea. Get them all in there. See if they're still alive. Also figure there, but for the grace of God, go one of them.
Glad to see Reich back. He looks a little
wan,
thin. Those radiation treatments are tough. They make you pretty tired.
Do they work?
Let's hope they do.
Fine, you can handle that. Nothing else new that I need to know about.
No, sir.
Yeah, you're right, everything through. Well, main thing is, you know, keep your old balance, boy. Don't let them get you down. They're going to beat it, don't you think?
I think the morale went up as a result of your meetings today tremendously. I don't mind that.
Why?
No, odd that it was up before. My morale's better now that I went to these meetings today and I see everybody's pulling together. Speech last night laid it out. It's off dead center. These people.
Well, we have to do something.
When they see
no the tragedy, Kevin, there was, you know, I know that a term sticks around. You take the hall of nerves, and there was Stan. I never forget Eisenhower in this room when he had the Sack Adams. God had killed him. It's like, but as I said, putting hall of nerves together. Because Adams is everything. And here are two men that have worked hard, that are loyal, that are honest and decent. I had to tell them, nobody, I feel bad for Eisenhower, but I had to do it myself. This is... But Ron, we all think it was right, don't we?
Yes, sir.
I mean, or do you agree?
It was right.
Should we go back and change our minds?
Can't go back.
It was right.
No, I said to the vice president, though, he said he thought things would cool off. I said, oh, no, they're just going to heat it up against the president now and kick the court. They really have to put the bail in the dam on all of them, or even any of them.
Well, we have a good solid ground to fight on from now. And I think, you know, that's, as you said.
Incidentally, I hope you didn't get out and start. There's an FBI man standing out in front of his damn door.
When that happened.
Remember, you asked me about that. I was so shocked. I threw the son of a bitch. I mean, poor guy, I'll have to tell him I'm sorry that I was. I mean, he was standing out there in the hall blocking my path. As I came walking, I said, who are you? Yeah. You sit inside that door and get out of here. Can you imagine that? Standing out in front of Holman's office.
Well, I'll talk to him.
What the hell was that, though? I mean, that's what do you think of it? Isn't that a term? Rock, you know, said, you don't need any memorandum, just do it. But those papers are mine. They don't belong to all of them. They're
like, it's mine.
I couldn't believe it myself. But who would have the temerity to do it? That's what really
happened.
Do I? Put the
order those men out.
I don't know who ordered the men out there, but as I understand it, Father John wanted this done too. And the reason for it, the thing got distorted a little bit because it broke up a wire without an announcement. And then the press started, and we felt that the best way to handle it was to basically be very free about it. That Father John wanted it for a procedural purpose. But the reason they wanted it, the reason, what I mentioned to you, Richardson, the Buckles House and Garment, I guess, talked about in last night's discussion with Father John. The reason they wanted it so that there could be no question later in Father John's image.
The way I understand
it. They write the files, and they wanted to go overboard. I mean, the guy standing out from the office, he could have sat in the office, was to make absolutely sure that a week from now or a month from now, because they are involved in a transitional period, that a charge could not be made against Richardson in his procedure, or against Bob and John, be unprovable that the process of their transition.
All right, by God. Ron, but looking, cosmetics do make a lot of difference, though. And by God, we've got little secretaries and everything else running out here. It looks like you've got these guys under house arrest.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Good. They have now moved to, this was,
Nobody's
going to go. We're going to finish with that now, apparently, because they have now moved the files to a central location, and it's going to be all worked out today. So, that
poor FBI guy's probably just shocked beyond belief because I said, you get inside here. Get inside. Sit in there. That's where you belong. I was so curious. I was really mad. Wouldn't you be mad?
Yes, indeed, I would. I think you scared Elliot this afternoon.
You
scared everybody else.
You are.
No, sir. You're pretty firm. I've never seen you quite that firm, President.
Well, I didn't know, sir.
You didn't look like you were about to take any nonsense from anywhere.
Well, you have to do that sometimes, don't you?
Yes.
I said that because I had just addressed the brief, you know, after a week.
It's a bad story, though, being even in the briefing.
FBI and are out in front of the president's, watching the president's. Oh, God, that just makes me sick.
Well, it was a story anyway, you see, because as I mentioned it, that leaked.
Leaked,
I don't know. It moved on UPI, and then the people came in and started coming to me, and I'm trying to find out how to add it. And I thought, you know, the garment, and see what the true issue was, and it wouldn't be as disparaging for Bob and John as a leaked story would suggest FBI men were converging on the plan.
I do. I think
you like that, don't you?
Yes.
You know, he's under fire, so.
Yeah, you know, I saw all that, but he handled that very well, and so did you. I think George Shultz is doing a hell of a job, too.
Yes. Okay, from now on, the vice president will be in the quadrant meeting tomorrow, right? But I wouldn't make a big thing out of that. He just attends and announces that the vice president sat in, right? He always sits in the NSC. He sits in the leaders' meetings. But I would announce tomorrow that he will be vice chairman of the domestic council, right? That'll be a very good move. And also, he can help channel off.
Mm-hmm.
Take a few calls. He can call some of these damn governors.
Actually, Mr. President, in terms of the announcement, we could just say you'd be vice chairman of the domestic council and not be defendant, but not define the area of responsibility.
Let that drift out later.
That's right.
Fit something. That's better.
That's better. Otherwise, every governor's going to call you.
Yeah.
The best thing for you to do is to be vice chairman of that, and then you get on the horn with the governors in July.
That's a good idea, and it'll surface as I go around.
Sure, but also if you mention vice chairman, it seems like you are at a broader.
That's it.
Very good. Otherwise, it looks like you just went back to your old job.
Yes, that's right.
Good point, Ron.
I mean, you know what you will be concentrating. You will be concentrating in that area.
I think that would be much better. I'll be concentrating on other areas too, but that'll be one of the ones that I want to get into principally immediately to contact our people, make sure they're informed. I met with some of our party people in Arkansas, and they weren't all excited.
What is this?
This is about 2 weeks ago, and I went down to Jersey, and then I met the Pennsylvania people the other day. Well, they're pretty nervous things. We've got a very liberal party contingent up there. Cliff Jones and Sally Stauffer. And Tom McCabe.
We carry it, but that's.
But they're not. They're part of the Eastern viewpoint and much more affected by.
There really is a difference.
The gossip. What a difference there is.
Like I said, the New York crowd today.
Yeah, but you're right, Mr. President. The way you get at them is not by giving them something vulnerable to peck at. You get at them by accomplishment. That's how you got at them when you went to China and the Soviet Union. Because they can't ignore those stories. They can't characterize those stories. And the war, of course. And I get sort of disgusted when I hear people beginning to discuss academically the legal justification for the continued bombing in Cambodia. The legal justification, when the Cambodian government wants it, when the North Vietnamese are in there aggressively against the agreement. What's the matter with our people that they look to fight this battle on the enemy's grounds all the time? I don't understand it. But I've sat and watched you make some pretty tough decisions. I never will forget that Haiphong Harbor one. I guess that was the most unpredictable of all. Because that was doing the unthinkable when it had to be done. And I really I admire the way you handled it and everything else in these critical areas.
Well, anyway, get to work. And as I say, keep your tail and have confidence in things.
All right, and please.
And I'll understand everything. I know I'm a president of ours. The moment you ever say anything, though, anything, they go after you.
See, political ambition is not as fiery as it is a desire to be helpful.
I know. Well, I appreciate that. And as a matter of fact, though, that's life. You're here. And you've got to, and you know, you must not do. Just do your job. Do your job. I have to walk out of here. You got a legal game? Or I start. But I have to do it myself. This is But I feel bad as far as I start. Robin, we all think it was right, don't we?
Yes, sir.
Right. Or do you agree?
It was right.
So we go back to but I had to do it myself. This is major minds.
Can't go back.
It was right.
No, I said to the vice president, though, he said, but Robin, we all don't think to cool off of the zone, no, they just trying to heat it up against the president now and kick the court. They really have to put the baby in. We all think it was right, don't we?
Yes, sir.
I mean, or do you agree about all of them, or even anything?
Well, we have a good solid ground to play on from now, and I think, you know, this, it was right.
So we go back and change our minds.
As you said,
incidentally, I hope you didn't get out. They didn't get out and start. There's an FBI man standing out in front of his damn door.
No, wait a minute.
Remember, you asked me about that. I was so
back. It was right.
No, I said to my son, I threw the son of a bitch. I mean, poor guy, I'll have to tell him I'm sorry that I was. I mean, he was standing out there in the hall blocking my path. Because I came walking to president, though. He said he thought things would cool off. I said, oh, no, they're just going to heat it up against the president. I said, where are you? Yeah. You sit inside that door and get out of here.
Can you imagine that?
Standing out in front of Hall, kicking the door. They really have to put the baby with the dad on Hall in their own office.
Well, I'll talk to them.
What the hell was that, though? I mean, that's what did that do?
Well, we have a good solid ground to play on.
You think that isn't that a term? Rocket, you know, said, you don't need any memorandum, just do it. But those papers are mine, they don't belong to all of them.
I think you know this. As you said,
incidentally, I hope you didn't get out.
I couldn't believe it myself. But who would have the temerity to do it? That's what really
happened.
To put the.
Or those men off and didn't get out and start.
I don't know who.
An FBI man standing
up. Wait a minute.
Maybe you asked me about
it. But as I understand it, Father John wanted this done too. He had the reason for it. The thing got better.
I was so restored, John. I threw the son of a bitch.
Because it broke on the wire without an enemy.
Poor guy, I'll have to tell him I'm sorry that I was.
And then the press started coming in, and we felt that the best way to handle it was to basically be very free about it. That Father John wanted it for a procedural purpose. But the reason.
Standing out there in the hall blocking my
reason they wanted the reason they weren't happy.
Because I came walking.
I mentioned to you Richardson and Ruggles House and Garment, I guess, talked about in last night's discussion with Bob and John. The reason they wanted this so much is that there could be no question where you. Later, Bob and John.
Yeah. You sit inside that door and get out of here.
That's the way I understand.
They rifled the files.
They rifled the files, and they wanted to go overboard. I mean, the guy standing out from the office, he could have sat in the office. It was to make absolutely sure
standing out in front of Holden's office.
A week from now or a month from now, because they are involved in a transitional period, that a charge could not be made against Richardson. It is not covered senior. Or against Bob and John. Be unprovable that the process of
what the hell was that though? I mean that's
their transition.
All right, that's the background. Ron, but looking cosmetics do make a lot of difference though. Right. And by God, we've got what do you think secretaries and everything else running out? Isn't that a terror? It looks like you've got these guys under house arrest.
Yeah.
Right. Agree with Rocket, you know, said you don't need any memorandum, just do it. Those papers are
good. They have now moved this was
set aside. Fine. They don't want what they're going
to do. They're going to finish with that now. Apparently, because
of all of their
discipline.
I couldn't believe it myself.
They have now moved the files to a central location, and it's going to be all worked out today. So, that is
a matter for FBI.
But who would have the temerity?
I just want to look at this shock beyond belief, because I said, you get inside here.
To do it, that's what really happened.
Do what?
To put the
order those men off.
I don't know who ordered them in.
Get inside. Would you be mad?
Yes.
One of this done, too. And the reason for it, the thing got distorted.
I would. I think you scared Elliot this afternoon.
You scared Elliot.
You scared everybody else.
Because it broke up a wire without an announcement. And then the press started, and we felt that the best way to handle it was to basically be very free about it. That Bob and John wanted it for a procedural purpose. But the reason they wanted it, the reason, what I mentioned to you, Richards, in the Ruggles House in Garment, I guess, talked about in last night's discussion with Bob and John. The reason they wanted it so that there could be no question later in Bob and John's image, the way I understand it.
That they rifled the files.
That they had rifled the files, and they wanted to go overboard. I mean, the guy standing out from the office, he could have sat in the office, was to make absolutely sure that a week from now or a month from now, because they are involved in a transitional period, that a charge could not be made against Richardson in his procedure, or against Bob and John, be unprovable that the process their transition.
All right, by God, Ron, but looking, cosmetics do make a lot of difference, though.
Right.
And by God, we've got little secretaries and everything else running out here. It looks like you've got these guys under house arrest.
Right.
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
You agree? Good. They have now moved this was
set aside. Nobody's
going to worry about finish with that now, apparently, because they have now moved the files to a central location, and it's going to be all worked out today.
And for FBI guys, I'm looking at this shock beyond belief, because I said, you get inside here, get inside, you sit in there, that's where you belong. I was so curious, I was so excited. I was really mad. Would you be mad?
Yes, indeed, I would. I think you scared Elliot this afternoon.
You scared Elliot.
You scared everybody else.
Right,
you heard it.
Of course, sir.
Right, you heard it.
Of course, sir.
That's a pretty firm. I've never seen you quite that firm, President.
Well, I didn't know, sir.
You did look. That's a pretty firm. I've never seen you quite that firm, President.
Well, I didn't know, sir.
You didn't look like you were about to take any nonsense from anywhere.
Well, you had to do that sometimes, don't you?
Yes. It's like you were about to take any nonsense from anywhere.
Well, you had to do that sometimes, don't you?
Yes.
The reason I said that because I had just arrested the briefing, you know, after a week, the same one I'm just saying to you. Arrested the briefing, you know, after a week, the same one I'm just saying to you.
That's a bad story, though, being even in the briefing.
Well,
the FBI and are out in front of the presidents, watching the presidents. Oh, God, that just makes sense.
Well,
thanks.
Standing there,
well, Jesus Christ, I mean, you're not under siege.
failed. We don't embarrass our own people, they should have been inside, as you said. There, it is important that it is clear that the papers being properly handled from everyone's standpoint, Bob, John, and from the standpoint of the investigation, I think they stand in their way.
Well, Jesus Christ, over race, I think, are not under siege. I think what you might do is this, you might even get out tonight and buy the difference, but as a matter of fact, the vice president.
It is important
to our meeting, Zach, that apparently
that the
it is going to say that again in our hands. Yeah. I don't say what it was about. Then tomorrow
clear that the papers being properly handled.
In other words, so that they know at least we're chatting. Otherwise, I'll think for Christ's sake, the vice president, you know, everybody's abandoned ship. Now it's going to hurt you, let me know.
You're kidding, Mr. President.
I think they overreacted.
I know. I told you what you might. He's a fighter. Another thing I told him, Ron, I want you to watch it with him. I don't want any confrontation with the dominant press. Don't have to do this. You might need press off, you understand?
Now, that's been very careful. As a matter of fact, I've even had some good comment about the recent press speeches I made. I'm going to talk to the Maryland Press Association tomorrow night about
don't
the
go too far.
Foreign
policy. Don't suck their ass too much, but my point is, don't go to the point of our meeting, Zach. Why don't you say that? Ron, or if it looks like the vice president is doing it in order to suck up to him. But the point is, I just want you to I don't say what it was about. Then tomorrow, in other words, we're going to have a new relationship with the press, and that's so that they know. And at least we're chatting. Got a few press guys that you ought to talk to. Let Ron be your sort of press secretary too, if you don't mind.
Well, Marsh, I told Ron that
fine.
When I put Marsh in.
Otherwise, I'll think, for Christ's sake, the vice president and general, everybody's abandoned shit. Let him get the knowing. That doesn't happen. Now it's going to hurt you, let me know.
I saw Bill White today, for example.
Good.
You're kidding, Mr. President.
I know. He's a fighter. Another thing I told him, Ron, I want you to watch it with him. I don't want any confrontation with the dominant press. Don't have him take the press off, you understand?
As a matter of fact, I've even had some good comment about the recent press speeches I made. I'm going to talk to the Maryland Press Association tomorrow night about
don't go too far.
Foreign policy.
Don't suck their ass too much, but my point is, don't go to the point, Ron, or if it looks like the vice president is doing it in order to suck up to him. But the point is, I just want you to, we're going to have a new relationship with the press. And now and then, if you've got a few press guys that you ought to talk to, let Ron be your sort of press secretary too, if you don't mind.
Well, Marsh, I told Ron that
fine.
When I put Marsh in,
let the knowing that doesn't have hormones.
I saw Bill White today, for example.
Good.
I see some of these friendly people.
Good.
Try to keep it.
See Bill White and see Bill Cole and arrest. But on Watergate,
not on
Watergate. On that, don't you talk about it. Just say that you and I are
with some of these friendly people.
Good.
Try to keep it.
See Bill White and see Bill Cole and arrest. Working together, and the president says, look, Mr. Vice President, I need help. And all that Watergate.
No.
Would you agree?
I think the president ought to see this.
On that, don't you talk about it. Just say that you and I are working.
So he'll know.
But that's what I made.
Principally.
Together, and the president. I know what
exactly what you
Ron, don't you know they misinterpreted. The president says, look, I'm Mr. Vice President, concerned about that. What I talk about, I need help and all that. Would you agree? I want you to stay away from the subject because any statement.
But this statement positions me. I think the president ought to stay away from it because it says I'm not going to talk about it anymore. And
so
I
they didn't that, so they, but then they missed even the
see that statement so he'll know.
Interpret that.
That's right.
That's
what
I made.
I
don't. I don't care.
Okay, sir.
I don't.
Principally,
I know
exactly what.
Ron told me how they misinterpreted it. I'm not concerned about that. What I am talking about is I want you to stay away from the subject because any statement.
But this statement positions me to stay away from it because it says I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
And so they didn't mention something, but then they even misinterpreted that.
That's right.
You got any easy problems there, Ron?
The tone has changed in the White House staff. People are, you know, moving around more confident.
Because you have the initiative.
The press tone is, certainly puts us into a position to move to
other things.
To other things.
Let's start writing a few other stories.
Don't you think so?
Yes.
Bob and John are still to be using their office.
Because you have the initiative.
The press tone is a lot better.
Okay, so I said they're going to make their transitions. You told them that. It's going to take several weeks.
Well, I didn't give a pin by side. So I didn't know how long. It certainly puts us into a position to move to
other things.
To other things.
Let's start writing a few other stories.
Keeping the people on the dungeon things.
Yes.
Bob and John are still the beast.
The separation there.
We're
not being harsh. It's actually coming in.
It's not harsh.
Better than
using their own office. So I said they're going to make their transitions. You told them that. It's going to take several weeks.
Why
is Dean is being
done? I have a pen by side, I didn't know how long.
Didn't really come in long. Sorry, that's a reference.
But I did want to think that. I just feel a better sense, though.
I do.
You like that, don't you?
Yes.
Well, keeping the people understand the separation there.
They understand it very well.
We're not being harsh. It's actually coming in.
It's not harsh.
Better than
my name is being didn't really come in voluntarily. That's the reference.
But I did want to think that. I just feel a better sense, though.
I do.
You like that, don't you?
Yes.
You know, he's under fire, so.
No, I saw all that.
He's under lungs. Fire, so.
No, I do. Saw all that. But he handled it very well. I think so. George is doing a hell of a job, too.
Yes. Okay.
I think
now,
George
is doing a hell of a job, too.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll
get him tomorrow. But I would now on the vice president to be in the quadrant meeting tomorrow. Make a big thing out of that. He just attends and announced that the vice president sat in. He always sits at the NSC. But I wouldn't make a big thing out of that. He just attends in the leaders' meetings. But I would announce that the vice president announced tomorrow that he will be vice chairman of SADC, the outcome of the domestic council. That'll be a very good move. And also, he sits in the NSC, he sits in the leaders' meetings. But I would announce tomorrow that he will be vice chairman of the domestic council. That'll be a very good move. And also, he can help Kenilov. Take a few calls. You can call some of these damn governors.
Actually, Mr. President, in terms of
law, take a few calls. You can call some of these damn governors.
Actually, Mr. President, in terms of the announcement, we could just say you'd be vice chairman of the announcement. We could just say you'd be vice chairman of the domestic council and not be defendant. It's not defined the area of responsibility.
Let that drift out.
Domestic council and not be defendant. It's not defined the area of responsibility.
Let that drift out later.
That's right.
That's better.
That's better. Otherwise, every governor's going to call you.
Yeah.
The best thing for you to do is to call you.
Yeah.
The best thing for you to do is to be vice chairman. that can, and you've been on the horn with the governors in July.
That's a good idea, and it'll surface as I go around.
Sure, but also if you might turn that can, and you've been on the horn with the governors in July.
That's a good idea, and it'll surface as I go around.
Sure, but also if you mentioned vice chairman, it seems like you are empty of broader.
That's very good.
Otherwise, it looks like you just went back to your old job.
Yes, that's right.
Vice chairman, it seems like you are empty of broader.
That's
good point, Ron. Very good. Otherwise, it looks like you just went back to your.
I mean, you know what you will be concentrating. You'll be
old job.
No, I think that would be much better. I'll be concentrating. That's right.
Good point, Ron.
I mean, you know what you will be concentrating. You'll be concentrating in
other areas too, but that'll be one of the ones that I want to get into. No, I think that principally immediately to contact our people, make sure they're informed. Much better. I'll be concentrating on other areas too, but that'll be one of the ones that I want to get into. I met with some of our party principally immediately to contact our people, make sure they're informed. I met with some of our party people in Arkansas. And they weren't all excited.
What is this?
This is about 2 weeks ago when I went down to Jersey. And then I met the Pennsylvania people the other day. Well, they're pretty nervous flakes. There's a very liberal party contingent up there. Cliff Jones and Sally Stauffer. And Tom McCabe.
We care, but
they're not. They're part of the Eastern viewpoint, and much more affected by
the
gossip. That goes, oh, what a difference there is.
Like I said, the New York crowd today, sickens me, that whole New York, Washington actions.
Huh? Yeah, but you're right, Mr. President. The way you get at them is not by giving them something vulnerable to peck at. You get at them by accomplishment. That's how you got at them when you went to China and the Soviet Union. Because they can't ignore those stories. They can't characterize those stories. And the war, of course. And I get sort of disgusted when I hear people beginning to discuss academically the legal justification for the continued bombing in Cambodia. The legal justification, when the Cambodian government wants it, when the North Vietnamese are in there aggressively against the agreement. What's the matter with our people that they look to fight this battle on the enemy's grounds all the time? I don't understand it. But I've sat and watched you make some pretty tough decisions. I never will forget that Haiphong Harbor one. I guess that was the most unpredictable of all, because that was doing the unthinkable when it had to be done. And I really I admire the way you handled it and everything else in these critical error.
Well, anyway, get to work, and as I say, you know, keep your tail and have confidence in these things, you know.
All right, and please.
And I hope, and I'll understand everything. I know I'm a president of ours. The moment you ever say anything, though, anything, they go after you.
See, political ambition is not as fiery in me as it is to be helpful.
I don't believe it. Well, I appreciate that. And as a matter of fact, though, that's life. You're here. And you've got to, and you know, you must not, you must, you just do your job.
Do your job.
I have to walk out of here. You got to leave, okay?
People in Arkansas. And they weren't all excited.
What is this?
This is about 2 weeks ago when I went down to Jersey, and then I met the Pennsylvania people the other day. Well, they're pretty nervous flakes. There's a very liberal party contingent up there. Cliff Jones and Sally Stauffer and Tom McCabe.
We care, but
they're not. They're part of the Eastern viewpoint, and much more affected by
the
gossip that goes, oh, what a difference there is.
Like I said, the New York crowd today sickens me, that whole New York, Washington actions. Huh?
Yeah, but you're right, Mr. President. The way you get at them is not by giving them something vulnerable to peck at. You get at them by accomplishment. That's how you got at them when you went to China and the Soviet Union. Because they can't ignore those stories. They can't characterize those stories. And the war, of course. And I get sort of disgusted when I hear people beginning to discuss academically the legal justification for the continued bombing in Cambodia. The legal justification, when the Cambodian government wants it, when the North Vietnamese are in there aggressively against the agreement. What's the matter with our people that they look to fight this battle on the enemy's grounds all the time? I don't understand it. But I've sat and watched you make some pretty tough decisions. I never will forget that Haiphong Harbor one. I guess that was the most unpredictable of all, because that was doing the unthinkable when it had to be done. And I really I admire the way you handled it and everything else in these critical areas.
Well, anyway, get to work, and as I say, keep your tail and have confidence.
All right, and please.
And I'll understand everything. I know I'm the president of ours. The moment you ever say anything, though, anything, then go ahead.
See, political ambition is not as fiery as it is the desire to be helpful.
Well, I appreciate that. And as a matter of fact, though, that's life. You're here. And you've got to, and you know, you must not, you must. Just do your job. Do your job.
Yeah,
I have to walk out of here. You gonna leave okay?